to just 6 months, the Margate Town team is on its third chairman. That's Richard Ash, and he joins us now. Richard, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Do you think you've achieved much in 6 months?
I think in difficult circumstances, the town team certainly moved on. Yes, there's been some turmoil, and some of the people that you've been talking to were on the town team for the first 4 months of that time.
Yeah. And has that been one of the problems, the fact that people have left and new people have come in and you've had to almost start again, I suppose, in some ways?
Absolutely right. Yes, you're absolutely right. But, it's a genuinely and actively moving forward team, strengthened and very much widened. We've got people on board like Boots, who are extremely supportive, Edinburgh Woolen Mill, really helping us, WH Smith at the High Street. A lot of people are pledging their support with the town team now.
And of course, you've got the money, but have you actually spent any of the money yet? And if so, what have you spent it on?
Well, I'll tell you what, the council are holding the money, which is $100,000 from Mary Portis.
Yeah.
They are have to report to government to obviously make sure that this money is spent in the correct way.
But you draw that down. It's your bid, isn't it? It's the town team that won the money.
£10,000 has been drawn down now, and I can tell you that £800 is going to be spent on the High Street lights, because we have to go and check the fixings for the lights that run up the high streets, and we've just had to do our yearly check on that, and we've just spent £800 on that, which I think everybody wants lights up the high street, don't they?
And
we are targeting ways to spend money. We're working with education providers to bring a student economy down to the town centre. That's East Kent College. We're also offering free and low bus tools for start-up businesses, as in Popportunity, which I know you already... That was one of our key projects.
Yeah.
We're also trying to work with landlords to find ways of offering low-cost pop-up shops, which Popportunity obviously is the flagship for that, and I think you'd have to admit that is a huge success.
Do you actually have any plans for the... Can I just ask...